Philip, and the title is Ride On in Majesty.
我今日多谢许牧师同传讲今日信息，题目系骑路进城。
Good morning.
各位早晨。
It's good to see everyone here worshiping together.
好高兴见到各位一齐嘅嚟到系敬拜。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我哋低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for it is your grace that allows us to come into your presence.
天父，多谢你，因为你嘅恩典容许我哋能够一齐嘅敬拜。
Father, we thank you for the privilege.
多谢你俾我哋呢个特权。
That we can come and cry aloud.
让我哋喺呢度能够呼喊。
And call you Abba Father.
称你为我哋嘅阿爸父。
Father, may your presence be with us.
天父，求你与我哋临在。
May your spirit fill our hearts.
愿你嘅灵充满我哋嘅心。
Open our eyes to see your glory.
打开我哋嘅眼睛，看见你嘅荣耀。
To see your majesty.
睇到你嘅尊贵。
That where our hearts are here to worship you.
让我哋嘅心系喺呢度嘅去敬拜你。
To give you all the praise that you deserve.
将一切嘅颂赞都归于你。
Father, clear our minds of our concerns.
求你帮助我哋除去我哋所担忧嘅事情。
So that our minds may be focused upon you, our Lord.
让我哋专注于你，我哋嘅主宰。
For you are a good God.
因为你一个美善嘅神。
A God that loves us.
你系一个爱我哋嘅主。
And Father, we thank you for that grace.
主，我哋为着呢个恩典，我哋献上感谢。
Help our hearts to see you.
帮助我哋嘅心能够看见你。
And truly glorify you in all that we do.
让我哋实实在在嘅喺我哋所行嘅一切上去荣耀你。
Open our the hearts of our eyes to see your words today.
打开我们的心眼，让我们见到你的话语。
That you will draw us closer.
你靠近我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
As we come to today's passage in Mark 11,
当我们今天要讲到马可福音第十一章的时候，
it marks a dramatic change in Jesus' ministry as he enters into Jerusalem.
当耶稣进入到去耶路撒冷的时候，在他的事工上面，我们看到有一个很大的改变。
Now the day has finally arrived coming to Jerusalem.
这一日要进城的耶路撒冷的这一日终于到了。
Things are really going to be getting exciting in the next week.
在跟着一个星期事情呢亦都会变得兴奋。
This is usually the passage we preach on Palm Sunday.
这个通常我们在中树节的这一天我们会去讲这一场道。
It's actually highlighting Jesus' last week of his life.
这里要强调的就是耶稣在地上最后一个星期的生
命。Before he heads to the cross.
在他上十字架之前。
Jesus spent about 3 years doing miracles and ministries all around Judea.
耶稣用了3年的时间在犹大全地施行医治和神迹。
But during those 3 years, he always avoided the spotlight and avoided the attentions of the Jewish leaders.
但是这三年呢，他都是尽量避免人的注意，特别就是这些犹太领袖的注意。
Because he knew the time has not arrived yet for him.
因为他知道他的时间还没来到。
But now the time has arrived.
但是现在时候到了。
You know, and now he openly proclaims himself as the Messiah.
现在是公开的宣布他就是尼赛亚。
He is the coming promised Savior of God.
他就是神所应许过的救主。
And as we see Jesus entering Jerusalem,
当我们现在见到耶稣要进入耶路撒冷的时候，
there's a very famous passage that we always read.
这是一段很大家熟悉的一段经文，我们时常都会读到的。
The crowd spread their cloaks and palm trees all along the road, and Jesus enters riding on a colt.
这些人将他们的衣裳和一些树枝都等了在地上，让耶稣走上去进入耶路撒冷。
They're all shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of God, our father David. Hosanna in the highest.
他们呼喊什么？他们欢呼什么？他说和撒勒奉主名来的是应当称颂的，那要来的是我们祖大卫之国，是应当称颂的，高高在上和撒勒。
Hosanna is a term that means Lord, save us.
和撒勒的意思是什么？主啊，救赎我们。
You know, this phrase that says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, blessed is the kingdom of God that comes...
这里讲到奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
These both are messianic phrases in the Old Testament.
其實呢一個就係喺舊約裏邊一個講到尼賽亞嘅句子。
It points to the promise of the Messiah that will come to deliver them.
呢度要指出嘅就係將要嚟嘅尼賽亞係應許嘅尼賽亞要帶嚟拯救。
Jesus is claiming to be the Messiah that will usher in this new kingdom of God.
耶穌就喺呢度宣稱佢就係嗰位尼賽亞要將神嘅國度帶到嚟。
And this Hosanna in the highest is a very important term that expresses worship to God.
呢度讲到奉主名来嘅系应当称颂嘅，系至高嘅。呢度系讲到去荣耀赞颂神。
It's an expression of joy and praise.
亦都表达到一个喜乐嘅心，
yeah.
一个赞颂嘅心。
The disciples and the people here see Jesus as that promised Messiah.
门徒同埋人民都睇到。耶稣就是这个被应许的尼赛亚。
The one that will come to deliver them.
是来到施行拯救的。
No, but the deliverance, what, the deliverance that they expected.
但是他们所期望的这个拯救。
Was a little short-sighted.
是很他们的眼光去看这个拯救是很短暂的。
They were expecting an earthly deliverance.
因为他们期望着的是一个在地上的拯救。
A temporary deliverance.
一个暂时的拯救。
A deliverance of Israel from all their enemies.
这个就是要在以色列在他的众敌人当中来到拯救他们。
So their understanding of this Messiah that comes is to free them from this physical bondage to the Roman Empire.
他们所睇到嘅呢个嘅拯救就係要去喺罗马帝国嘅统治底下得到释放。
But in reality, God's purpose and his plan.
但係事实上神嘅计划
is to bring a Messiah that brings much greater freedom.
神应许呢个尼赛亚要带嚟嘅自由係更加大嘅。
And the question we have to ask ourselves today.
而今日我哋要问一个嘅问题。
What brings you to Jesus?
有啲乜嘢情况会带到你去到耶稣嗰度呢？
What kind of Messiah are you looking for in your life?
喺你嘅生命里面你寻找紧一个点样嘅尼赛亚呢？
As Mark begins this chapter.
马可一开始呢一段嘅时候。
He spends a lot of time, six verses, to detailing the handling of this cult.
他用了六节这么多的经文去详细的去描述这个的六
节。That's sort of half our passage.
差不多是我们今天要讲到的一半这么多的经节。
And he does this on purpose to emphasize something.
其实他是有目的的有原意的因为他要强调一些东西。
You know, he highlights that this cult has never been ridden before.
他这里讲到这个驴驹是从来没有人骑过的。
He's actually fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah.
其实在这里就是要去满足到实现了撒加利亚他的预言。
In Zechariah 9, verse 9,
在撒加利亚书第九章的第九节这样说，
which was given over 500 years ago,
就是在耶稣来之前500年已经预言了，
500 years before Jesus' birth,
在耶稣出世之前的500年。
It says, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey,On a colt, the foal of a donkey.
锡安的民啊，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼。看啊，你的王来到你们这里，他是公义，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和地骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
So think about it, Zechariah 500 years ago.
咁你试想下啦，五百年前。
He's actually commanding Israel to rejoice.
其实他这里去命令以色列人要欢喜。
Greatly rejoice.
要大大的欢喜。
Look forward to that Savior that will come.
要期待着这个救主即将的来临。
And now the Savior has finally come.
现在这个救主实在的来到。
Zechariah is telling us to rejoice.
撒加利亚叫我们要欢喜快乐。
And it's highlighted by it greatly.
喺呢度讲到话要大大嘅喜乐。
You know, to shout aloud.
要大声嘅欢呼。
To be filled with exceeding great joy.
要被呢一个嘅喜乐完全嘅充满。
You know, this is a command that it's a command that he tells us to do.
呢一个系去吩咐我哋咁样做。
All right, we see that because it's written in the imperative tense.
点解啊？因为呢个系一个吩咐式嘅咁样写法。
He's saying, "Behold."
佢话。听啊
！Look, your king is coming.
佢话你睇下你嘅王嚟咗啦
，and now he is here.
现在已经嚟到啦。
Worship your king.
敬拜你嘅。
Jesus is here now.
敬拜你嘅王，耶稣嚟到啦。
Jesus is that humble king that rides in on a colt.
耶稣就系呢个谦卑嘅王，骑着驴子嘅嚟到。
You know, think about it. When a king comes, does he come on a colt?
你想下，如果一个王真系要嚟到嘅，会唔会骑驴子
？Of course not. They ride in on a big stallion, a purebred.
当然唔会啦，要骑一匹骏马先至入城。
But Jesus comes in on a colt.
但系耶稣系骑着驴子嘅嚟。
Signifying his
humbleness. 预表耶稣嘅谦卑。
We're reminded of what Jesus taught us in these previous chapters about humility.
在之前的几章我们已经被提醒耶稣教导我们要谦卑。
That Jesus came to serve.
耶稣来到是要服侍。
Not to be served.
不是被服侍。
He came to serve and give his life for a ransom for many.
他就是来到要舍下他的生命为要作多人的赎价。
And it's important to understand that this colt was never ridden before.
也都要我们知道这个的驴驹是从来没有人骑过的。
It points to this colt as being pure, spotless.
意思就话呢一个驴子系完全嘅无瑕疵嘅。
So that it's a sacrifice to God.
系对神嘅一个献祭。
So this unridden colt.
呢一个未被人骑过嘅驴子。
Symbolizes the righteous and sinless Messiah.
预表咗呢一个无罪嘅有公义嘅。
The Messiah Jesus who will sacrifice his life for the ransom of many.
主耶稣尼赛亚就是为着多人牺牲他的生命作为多人的赎价。
It points to that great sacrifice that Jesus would make on that cross and to die for the penalties of our sins.
这里就是指到耶稣要在十字架付上他的赎价为了我们的罪。
Jesus truly came as the Messiah.
耶稣来到的 是一个尼赛亚。
That promised Savior.
是所应许的救主。
Not just the free men from their oppressors.
不是只是要人在他们被欺压当中得到释放。
He comes to bring a much greater freedom.
因为耶稣要带来的是一个更加大的自由。
Freedom from the reign and oppression of sin and death.
就是要在罪和死亡的统治和压迫底下人得到释放。
Freedom from the just wrath of God and the judgment of God.
在神的愤怒和审判底下亦都得着自由。
You see, because man,
你知道吗?
Man's greatest problem,
因为人最大的问题,
is that inherent sinful nature.
就是因为人的罪性。
You know, everyone'sLife is tainted by sin since the fall of Adam and Eve.
因为亚当和夏娃的堕落，每一个人的生命都被罪来到污染了。
Everyone.
每一个人。
Everyone has lived in that bondage of sin since then.
而从那阵时开始，每一个人都在罪的捆锁底下来到生活。
And because of that sin,
亦都是因为那个罪。
It brought alienation.From God.
亦都使人与神隔绝。
Why?
点解?
Because he is a holy, perfectly just God.
因为神是一个完全公义、完全圣洁的主。
And a God that even one speck of sin is too much.
对于这个完全圣洁的主，就算一点的罪都是太多。
So that's why man was destined to face God's wrath and judgment.
所以人必然的要面对神的审判和愤怒。
You know, God's just in doing that. God is righteous.
因为神的公义，所以神要施行公义。
And because of his perfect holiness, he must punish sin.
亦都因为他全然的圣洁，他亦都要去惩罚罪。
So all men,
所以所有的人,
all people,
所有嘅人。
We're destined for the eternal judgment and eternal death.
要面对嘅就系永远嘅死亡呢个审判。
Yeah, that means eternal separation from God.
意思就喺永恒里边与神隔绝。
So we need to understand that every person has a soul.
我哋要明白每一个人都有个灵魂。
And whether you believe in God or not, your soul lives on forever.
无论你信唔信神都好，你嘅灵魂系永远嘅活着。
The question is, where will your soul live?
个问题系你嘅灵魂会喺边一度活着咧？
And Christ came to save your soul.
耶稣来到就要拯救你的灵魂。
Without Christ, your soul will dwell in hell, separated from God eternally.
如果没有耶稣的话，你的灵魂就会与神隔绝，永远的在地狱里面来到生活。
And it's only through God's grace can your soul be brought up.
单单是靠着神的恩典，你的灵魂得拯救。
So that you can have eternal life with God.
以致你同神能够一齐有永恒嘅生命。
Now Jesus came to bear the full wrath of God and judgment for us.
耶稣嚟到就系全然嘅承担我哋应该承受嘅神嘅审判同埋神嘅咒诅。
Jesus died so that we may have life.
耶稣嘅死以致我哋能够得生。
Life eternally.
系一个永生。
You know, my favorite verse, John 3:16. All of you should have memorized it by now too. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So if you trust in him as your Lord, your Savior.
所以如果你信靠主耶稣成为你的救主。
You're no longer alienated.
你再唔系与神隔绝。
You're no longer separated from God because of sin.
你再唔会因为罪嘅缘故与神隔离。
Because Jesus has ransomed you.
因为耶稣已经救了你。
He's paid the price of your for your freedom.
佢已经为着你嘅自由付上呢一个赎价。
That righteousness that Jesus brings.
耶稣所带嚟嘅公义。
Becomes your righteousness as you trust in him.
当你去信耶稣的时候，耶稣的公义就成为你的公义。
And that righteousness makes you a child of God.
而因为这个的公义就使你成为神的儿女。
An heir to God's eternal kingdom.
就是神永远国度的后嗣。
You know, not only are we blessed with eternal life.
我们不单止祝福，被祝福有这个永恒的生命。
We're blessed with abundant life.
我们还要有一个丰盛的生命。
Abundant life that starts here on this earth.
这个丰盛的生命就是在地上这里开始。
You know,It's not the prosperity gospel, folks.
我哋唔系话成功派嘅福音啊。
The abundant life doesn't mean that you have all the riches and every desire that you want.
你有个丰盛嘅生命，唔代表你有晒你心里边所想所求嘅事物。
That abundant life that He promises you.
但系神所应许呢个丰盛嘅生命。
Is that now God will walk with you each and every day of your life?
乃系从今天开始，每一天神与你同行。
That you will have a restored relationship to God, that you can come and call Him Abba Father.
而你同神嘅关系系回复，现在你可以称神为你嘅阿爸父。
The abundant life is having that relationship with God each and every day.
呢个丰盛嘅生命就系与神每一天有呢个嘅关系。
Now that is a tremendous blessing.
呢一个系一个大大嘅祝福。
To know that you are loved.
你系被爱嘅。
By an almighty, compassionate God.
被呢一个全能的主宰，充满慈爱的主宰所爱。
A father who looks at you now as his child.
是一个今天看你的时候说 你是他的儿女。
And he has said he will always do what is best for you.
而时常他会为你做到最好的。
He will never leave you or abandon you.
他不会撇下你。
He will guide your life.
他要去引领你的生命。
As you submit to him.
当你降服在
他面前 to walk humbly before him.
当你谦卑的与主同行。
Well, this is another famous and favorite verse is Jeremiah 29:11.
另外一个我喜欢的经文就是耶利米书29:11.
Cling to these verses into your hearts.
你要在你的生命里面捉紧这些金句。
God promises you this, he says,
这个是神的应许。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for wholeness, and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
神咁样讲，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有展望。
The abundant life that He gives you,
神所俾你丰盛嘅生命
is His presence forever.
就系佢永远嘅与你同在。
Nothing can ever separate you from His love.
冇一样嘢能使你与神嘅爱隔绝。
Question is, have you come to know this King Jesus?
个问题系你认唔认识主耶稣呢一个嘅王咧
？No, there are a lot of people who come to Christ for different reasons.
有好多人因为唔同嘅原因嚟到主耶稣嗰度。
Some come to Christ because of some struggles that they're facing in life.
有时系因为生命嘅难处，佢哋嚟到耶稣度。
And therefore they know that they can't handle it, and they pray to God.
他们知道自己不能够处理了，他们就去祈祷了。
Some come to believe in Jesus Christ because they're facing health problems.
有些人因为身体有问题了，他们去相信神。
Some are suffering from broken relationships.
有些人因为关系的破碎，他们来到耶稣那里。
And we pray to ask God to help us in all these things that we're suffering in our lives.
在我们生命有很多不同的难处里面，我们都祈祷求神帮助我们。
And that's a good thing.
这个是一件好事。
Everybody comes to Christ because we need something.
我们每一个人去到耶稣那里是因为我们需要一些东西。
That is the beginning.
但是这个只不过是一个开始。
Just imagine, these disciples didn't really understand what Christ came to do either.
你试想一下，这些门徒他们都不完全地明白耶稣来到做什么。
And it's only when the Holy Spirit comes and opens their eyes to see what Christ really means.
一直至到当圣灵来到打开他们的眼睛，他们才明白耶稣是哪一个。
Do they truly understand who Jesus is?
他们有没有真的完全地明白到耶稣嚟做乜嘢？
That's the same thing with us.
其实同我哋一样嘅。
You can come to know Christ for many different reasons.
你可以用好多唔同嘅原因嚟到认识主。
Because Christ has opened your eyes to see your need for Him.
因为耶稣打开你嘅眼目，让你睇到你需要耶稣。
But the Holy Spirit will continue to open your eyes.
但系圣灵会继续打开你嘅眼睛。
To see that Jesus comes to do much more.
让你知道耶稣来是要做的更多。
A much greater freedom than to free you from your temporary illnesses and trouble.
因为耶稣给你的自由不是只是你暂时所面对的问题那么少。
He comes to save your soul.
因为耶稣来到要拯救你的灵魂。
And there's nothing that you can pay for your soul.
而你不能够为着你的灵魂去付出什么。
Jesus the King, the humble King.
耶稣就是这个谦卑的王。
He's the one that comes to serve us.
他就是来到服侍我们。
He's the one that comes to lift us up into his eternal kingdom.
他就是来到要带到我们去到去永恒的国度里。
Deliver you and I from that bondage of death and judgment.
就是要在这个审判，在这个死亡里面来到拯救你。
You know, the picture here is Jesus as a humble king.
在这个幅图画就是耶稣是这个谦卑的王。
You know, it's kind of like an oxymoron.
是不是好像很相反啊？
Do you know what an oxymoron is?
你知不知道什么叫做相反啊？
Yeah, something that's opposite. How can a king be humble?
点解一个王可以系谦卑嘅咧
？His Majesty, he doesn't need to be humble. He's royalty.
佢有尊贵噶，佢系皇族嚟嘅，点会谦卑啊
？It's like jumbo shrimp.
吓，就好似特大嘅虾。
Yeah, you know, an oxymoron. You have, you buy shrimps. You're looking for jumbo shrimp.
就系你买虾，你要买特大嘅虾。
You know, but that's an oxymoron.
这个也是相反的。
You know, so Jesus, when you see Jesus as a king, he's not the picture of a king of what our earthly mind would picture.
我们说耶稣是一个谦卑的王，这个是我们的思想想不到的。
He comes as a king that is in humility.
这个是带着谦卑的王来到。
A king who is full of compassion.
是一个充满慈爱的王。
We read in Luke 19, which is a parallel passage to this.
在路加福音第十九章，亦都是描述紧同一嘅时期。
So when Jesus drew near to the city of Jerusalem,
当耶稣靠近耶路撒冷嘅时候
，his heart had burst with sorrow and his eyes were filled with tears.
他的心里忧愁，他的眼睛充满泪水。
Jesus cried.
耶稣哭泣。
He wept.
耶稣哭泣。
You know, it wasn't because he knew where he was going, he was going to die.
不是因为他知道他将要面对死亡。
Luke 19 says he wept over Jerusalem's sin and unbelief.
路加福音十九章讲到耶稣是为着耶路撒冷的不信，为着耶路撒冷的罪来到哀哭。
Jesus is filled with compassion for his people.
耶稣对他的子民是充满爱。
He desires so much for them to turn from sin and to believe.
耶稣就是渴望着这些子民转离罪去相信。
That's the compassion he has for these sinful people.
他就是对这一群的罪人有这个的爱心。
That's the same compassion he has for you and I.
他对你和我有同样的这个的慈爱。
He wants you to receive his love, to receive his grace and gift of life.
他乐意的你去接受他所赐给你的这一份恩典，这一份爱，这一个的生命。
He says in Matthew 11,
在马太福音十一章他这样讲
verse 28, he says, Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
马太福音十一章二十八至三十节，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻散的。
What heavy burdens are you holding?
现在你有啲乜嘢嘅重担呢
？What yoke in your life that is hard to bear？
你喺你生命里边又有啲乜嘢担子，有啲咩轭系好沉重嘅咧
？Is it relational problems？
呢一个系咪一个关系嘅问题咧
？Health problems？
或者身体嘅问题
？And is it a soul problem？
亦或系一个属灵嘅问题
？Because in reality。
其实现实来说
All our problems come from the root of sin.
所有的问题的根源都是罪。
Sin
罪
brings pain.
罪所带来的就是苦痛。
Because we do live in a sinful and fallen world.
因为我们实在是活在一个堕落的罪的世界。
And we suffer the pains of a broken world.
而我们所经历的就是这个破碎的世界所带来的苦痛。
And at the root of a lot of our relational difficulties in life,
在我们生命里面很多关系的 出了问题的时候，这个根源呢
our emotional difficulties,
或者是我们感情上的问题
stem from the heart of sin.
其实都是从一个罪的心那里而发。
If we would only live as Jesus wants us to live,
如果我们要过一个生命是好像耶稣吩咐我们这样过。
If he gives us that soul to understand his way,
耶稣给了我们这个灵去明白他的道路。
It will resolve a lot of those issues.
可以解决了很多这些问题。
But the main issue,
最主要的问题
that yoke that everyone bears,
我们每一个人所负的轭
is that yoke of going to hell.
这个轭就是要带到我们去到地狱里面。
Because with Christ, that yoke is unbearable.
如果没有基督的时候，我们不能够承担这个轭。
There is no hope outside of Christ.
因为在基督以外是无盼望的。
And that yoke
而这个的轭
of sin
这个罪的轭
and death
死亡的轭
we cannot, people cannot bear.
我们不能够负得起。
So Christ comes to bear that for you.
所以耶稣来到就为我们承担。
His yoke is easy and light.
他的轭是轻散。
Because he's done all the heavy lifting for us.
因为耶稣已经帮我们负起了。
And Jesus now invites us to come and receive that love and that grace. Come and experience the joy of His salvation. You know, when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on this colt, He knew exactly what was going to happen to Him in a week. He knew exactly the suffering and death that He will endure on the cross.
It's
probably very different from us, isn't it?
跟我们是不是很不同啊?
You know, if I knew I'm going to suffer tomorrow,
如果我知道我明天要受苦,
and, you know, I will stay in bed so nothing happened tomorrow.
或者我會留在床上,
but Jesus knew that His death was being plotted already for months.
但耶稣知道有人已经计划了要杀害他很多个月了。
We saw that in Mark 3.
我们在马可福音第三章看到。
You know, Jesus, what it tells you is that Jesus did not go to the cross as a helpless victim.
在这里告诉我们, 耶稣上十字架的时候, 他不是一个
Jesus is the Messiah. He is the humble King.
耶稣就是这个尼赛亚，就是这个谦卑的王。
Unlike us,
跟我们不同,
Jesus does have full control.
耶稣是完全的掌控者,
of all situations,
所有的处境,
and of His own life,
包括他的生命。
It's no accident that Jesus would be arrested and crucified.
耶稣被捉拿, 被钉在十字架, 这件不是一件偶然的事,
not an accident.
这个不是偶然的,
it was planned.
因为是一个计划,
it's God's salvation plan from the very beginning of creation.
就是在神创世以前, 神已经有这个救赎的计划。
And now Jesus, that suffering, humble servant,
但是现在耶稣就是这个谦卑的仆人, 要面对这个苦难。
He comes willingly. Willingly to lay down His life for you and I. You know, our salvation,
我们的救恩,
our freedom,
我们的自由,
you know, for us it's kind of easy.
对于我们来说好像很容易,
but it comes at a great cost for Christ.
但是对于基督来说是付出了一个很大的代价。
You know, He willingly endured the full wrath of God.
他乐意的去承担神全然的愤怒。
That kind of boggles our minds. We don't really comprehend that.
我们的脑海的思维是没办法能够明白。
You know, we don't understand, you know, what does it mean to experience the full wrath of God.
什么叫做去经历神全然的愤怒呢?
You know, you can't imagine the pain and suffering that is there.
我们不可以去想象到去面对那个痛苦。
But to Jesus, the greatest pain and suffering,
但是对于耶稣来说,
is the unimaginable pain of being separated from God the Father. And that is what happened to Him when He died.
而当他死的时候,
to a God who is in union, in perfect union with one another,
祂和父神是完全的合一的,
the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost,
圣父、圣子、 圣灵,
that they are so intimate and close with each other,
祂们是完全的亲密合一的,
that He faced the separation from God the Father.
但是祂要面对的是与父神隔绝。
And we can't comprehend the pain that Jesus suffered.
我们不能够明白这个隔绝的苦痛。
But it was unbearable.
但是承担不到,
where Jesus cries out when He's dying, He says, O Lord my God, why have you forsaken me?
当耶稣在十字架的时候, 他呼喊, 他说, 父啊, 父啊, 你为什么撇下我呢?
He faced that agony of being separated from God.
他就是面对与神隔绝的这个苦难。
And imagine that if we didn't have Christ.
你试想一下,
we will live eternally separated from God.
我们就要在永恒里面与神隔绝。
That's the kind of pain
这个就是这种的苦痛,
that Jesus has helped us to avoid.
耶稣就是帮助我们去避免,
so that we can be called children of God.
以致我们能被称为神的儿女,
to inherit that eternal kingdom.
而亦都去承受这个永恒的天国。
That is God's amazing love for us.
这个就是神对我们奇异的爱。
And as believers,
而我们是信徒的话,
you know, if we truly understand what God has done for us, we should fall down and worship.
如果我们实在明白神为我们所作的, 我们应该跪下的来到敬拜。
We should rejoice greatly and shout for joy.
我们要欢欢喜喜的去呼喊有喜乐的。
Are you joyful people?
你们是不是有喜乐的一群啊?
Or are you people who are always gloomy?
因为你们是整天都是不开心的一群。
Are you shouting for joy regularly, daily?
你是不是每一天的都欢欢喜喜有喜乐的来到欢呼?
When's the last time you shouted for joy?
你上一次欢呼是几时啊?
When the joy of your salvation.
为着你救恩的喜乐。
Or any joy at all.
又或者任何一样的喜乐。
You know, you probably had some shouting last Sunday.
或者上个星期日你都会有些欢呼。
You know, when the Kansas City Chiefs scored that last touchdown.
当卡纳斯市这一队的足球队他们赢了。
Only if you're a Super Bowl fan, do you know what I'm talking about? 如果你是美式足球迷
呢你就知道我说什么了。
You know, if you like the Kansas City Chiefs,
如果你喜欢卡纳斯市这一队的球队
you would be shouting for joy at that last minute touchdown that wins them the World Series.
就是在最后那一分钟的时候他们赢了就是那一分那么多他就变了冠军了。
You'll probably understand this more if it was the New York Giants, okay?
那如果是那个球队是纽约的 Giant 呢你就会更加明白了。
But, you know, we weren't really great Kansas City's chief fans.
其实我们都不是这一队球队的拥趸来的。
So, when we were rooting for the 49ers, you would go, oh!
那如果你是为去敌对那档你就说哎呀。
But if you're rooting for the Chiefs, you would cry out.
如果你是为那个胜利那队呢你是他的啦啦队呢你会欢呼的。
You know, don't we cry out when we see our sports teams win?
如果我们见到我们勇等那队球队赢了我们都会欢呼。
So if we would shout and cry out for something such as so mundane as a football or sports game.
如果我们为着一些球赛这些所谓这么平凡的事我们都要欢呼。
You know, shouldn't we not celebrate the wonderful God that we have?
那我们不是要更加为着我们这个奇妙的神来到欢呼吗?
This is the Savior God.
这个是救主神。
Our Father God, the Almighty God.
这个是我们全能的父。
It says in Revelation 5, when we all are in heaven.
在启示录这样讲当我们在天上的时候
all,
在天堂的时候
We will join with all the angels and all the living creatures, the four living creatures.
我们要同众天使同四活物
We'll fall down and worship God and cry aloud.
一起跪下来的去敬拜去欢呼
You proclaim his name and say, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. To him be all blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever.
我们会欢呼我们说什么但愿众赞尊贵荣耀权能都归给坐在宝座的羔羊直到永永远远。
So as a Christian,
我们作为基督徒
you are expected to be filled with joy.
你是应当被喜乐充满的。
The joy of your salvation.
喜乐的救恩的喜乐。
You're expected to worship this Messiah.
你是应该去敬拜这个的弥赛亚。
You know, for the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
因为人的儿子来到不是要被服侍乃是要去服侍人。
Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
耶稣来到要去寻找拯救失丧的。
That's a very important statement.
这个是一个很重要的一句。
You're not looking for Christ.
不是你去寻找耶稣。
Christ is looking for you.
是耶稣来到寻找你。
Christ is the one that comes to seek and save the lost.
耶稣来到这里去寻找失丧的人。
He takes the initiative to come and search for you.
是耶稣行第一步的去寻找你。
And as a Christian, that's a very important thing to remember.
而我们做基督徒，这个是一个很重要的事情，我们要记住。
That God is the one that pursues you.
是神来到寻觅你。
And that's wonderful for us to remember.
呢个系我哋要记住一个好嘅信息。
Because it's only His Spirit that can open our eyes to see。
因为唯独佢嘅灵先可以能够打开我哋嘅眼睛，让我哋看见。
It's the Spirit that opens our hearts to be receptive。
系佢嘅灵打开我哋嘅心，让我哋能够接受。
And it's only His Spirit that enables us to live a life that we're meant to live。
亦都唯独系靠着圣灵，先至能够让我哋活出一个讨神喜悦。
And that joy that you're supposed to have，
而你哋应该有嘅喜乐。
It's not generated by your own heart，
亦都唔系你自己能够制造出嚟。
God generates it in you，
因为系神赐俾你。
Just remember who you are。
你哋要记住你系边一个。
That you are heirs to an eternal kingdom。
你就系一个永远国度嘅后嗣。
We have to pray.
你要祈祷。
The Spirit will fill us.
圣灵充满我们。
To help us to live a life that we ought to live.
帮助我们过一个我们应该过的生活。
You know, that others may see the joy of our salvation.
让别人能够去看到我们救恩的喜乐。
And that will bring praise to God.
将颂赞归于神。
You know, true believers will worship in spirit and in truth.
一个真正的信徒是以心灵和诚实来敬拜。
That means our hearts worship God.
意思就话我哋嘅心所敬拜嘅系神。
And it's a worship of God, not just on Sunday mornings.
而呢个对神嘅敬拜唔系净系喺星期日嘅早上。
But it's a life.
乃系一生。
A life that worships God each and every day.
系一生每一天嘅去敬拜神。
Devoting ourselves to love God.
我哋委身嘅去爱神。
To serve God.
去侍奉神。
And to live for His glory.
亦都为着神嘅荣耀嚟到过。
That everything we do is for His glory.
而我哋所做每一件事都系为着佢嘅荣耀。
Not for ourselves.
唔系为自己。
You know, that's why God calls us to shine for Him in everything that we do.
所以耶稣话喺我哋所做嘅每一件事里边，我哋要为主发光。
That we live for Christ.
我哋为基督而活。
And when we do that.
而当我哋咁样做嘅时候。
You're shouting.
你就喺度欢呼啦！
You're shouting aloud for God.
你系为神嚟到欢呼。
Let us pray.
让我哋低头祷告。
Father, we pray that Your Spirit will fill us.
天父，我哋祈求你嘅灵充满我哋。
Lord, help us to know Your love.
帮助我哋认识你嘅爱。
Yes, You come, O Lord.
冇错，你嚟到。
To lift us up, to answer our prayers.
嚟到应允我哋嘅祷告。
To lift us up out from our struggles in life.
喺我哋人生里边生活嘅难处里边拯救出嚟。
But most of all, you've come to lift up our souls.
但系最重要，你嚟到要去拯救我哋嘅灵魂。
To save us from the very depth of sin.
喺罪嘅里边嚟到拯救我哋。
Of hell.
喺地狱里边嚟到拯救我们。
For without your grace, we have no hope.
因为如果冇你嘅恩典嘅时候，我哋亦都冇盼望。
Father, help us to cherish and understand your grace.
主啊，帮助我哋去珍惜，亦都明白你嘅恩典。
May the Spirit continue to open our eyes to see why you have saved us.
祈求圣灵打开我哋嘅眼睛，让我哋明白点解你要嚟拯救我哋。
To see what you have done for us，
亦都睇到你为我哋所成就嘅。
And to see how we are to live for you，
亦都睇到我哋应该如何为你而活。
Father, fill us with your Spirit，
天父求你嘅灵充满我哋。
For it is only through your eyes given to us，
因为除咗靠着你俾我哋嘅目光
，that we can come。And cry, Hosanna, Hosanna.
我哋先至能够嚟到呼喊，欢呼嘅呼喊，和撒勒，和撒勒。
We can cry, Hosanna in the highest.
我哋可以呼喊至高嘅归于和撒勒。
So that our lives will be filled with the joy of our salvation.
而且我哋嘅生命系有救恩嘅喜乐。
Father, fill us.
求主你充满我哋。
We pray.
我哋祈祷。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣嘅名字祈祷。
Amen. Amen. Let's all rise and turn to our last hymn, number 174, The Wonderful Grace of Jesus.
让我们一起唱回应的诗歌第174首，请起立。